Qantas jet arrives at rain-soaked Kingsford Smith Airport. And on board are the pop singers who rival the Beatles for popularity, the Rolling Stones. Despite the rain, about 200 fans wait for the Stones, who are making their second tour of Australia. There's lead singer Mick Jagger, Brian Jones, Keith Richard, and drummer Charlie Watts. Watts brings his wife with him to escape the English winter. There's the usual rush of fans. After all, some of them have waited at the airport all night. They're as surly as ever at the press interview, but this much they do say. They're bored. They haven't got the faintest idea how much money they earn. They think the long hair craze for boys will last, and bass guitarist Bill Wyman wouldn't mind doing a turn at Timbertop. A few lucky ones get autographs, and then the Stones decide it's time to go. It's the fans' last chance. But there are 40 state police, 20 Commonwealth police, and 10 security officers there to make sure the kids don't get too close. The crowd's small but enthusiastic. It's a damp welcome in Sydney for Britain's Rolling Stones.
The blue, before anybody got off the plane, here they are. Mick Jagger walking out first. They're all out of the plane now. It's the whole Brian Jones, Keith Richards, still on, and Charlie Watts. Straight out of the plane, people, was before anybody. It's the first time this has ever happened, actually. Generally, all the passengers get out. They just walked out, and they've gone around the back. A gear I can't even get to. One guy's wearing a purple coat, I can see that. They didn't wave to any fans. They're looking around, and it's pretty...
And then you brought it out yourself.
Actually, it wasn't Marion Faithful at all at first, it was me. But we thought I'd better bring this space voice out a bit more, because it was a bit camp, you see.
You think it was?
Well, it hadn't reached the camp enough stage at the time.
No, so we decided to record it in a deeper voice, and here it is.
He joined 2UW at a time when it was one of Sydney's lowest rating stations. But they were building a new image of 24-hour non-stop teenage music, which, in Ward's words, was really going to swing.
Are you going to go ahead, Mick, with this? I guess you would be. Are you going to
get him out of the hamburgers and things like that? You know, all the nice things in life.
The really swinging things.
Oh, yes, all the really groovy sort of things.
Are you getting...
This has paid off. TUW is now rating third. Ward Austin is at the top.
This is the rumours.
Getting engaged. Doesn't mean anything.
A lot of rubbish.
It used to be a contractual thing, you know, didn't it, Brian? I suppose.
Well, I guess it was a thing I get for a woman, you know.
It was a guarantee.
Besides doing the shows and everything, what do you guys figure on doing around the... You want to go down the beach?
Yeah, go down the beach, bit water.
Hey, watch the old Sheilas and everything, you know?
That's right, stand on the old GPS, something like that.
I would go around, you know?
That's beautiful.
Thanks very much, fellas, for talking with us today.
This is the word often most teenagers know.
Thank you. Yeah. song, my love is. Thank you. Let's go 19, Travis.
Okay.